Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
I'm going to put on my rancher voice, do my best Sam Elliott impression, because we're going to talk about whiskey.
Okay.
No, I mean, imagine if it's, so if you're the type that, you know, whiskey is... Okay, so what's your favorite drink then?
My favorite drink.
Just for the heck of it.
It's like masala chai.
Imagine if you could turn masala chai into an investment.
That is a phenomenal idea.
You're right?
Wow.
But we're not talking about masala chai. We're going to talk about whiskey.
Okay, fine, fair enough. And all right, let me enlighten everyone. Why are we doing this? Why are we having this conversation? Because a new study has shown that throughout a year of volatile global markets, ravaged by the impact of COVID-19, of course, whiskey by the cask has proven to be a robust and stable asset. And it builds value, apparently, naturally, because that spirit matures. I mean, I think you're a bit more of a whiskey connoisseur than I am.
Well, connoisseur is too nice or strong a word for me. But according to the most recent whiskey cask market overview that's been released by Braben Whiskey, the projected annual capital growth of whiskey cask investments was at 12.76% at the beginning of this year.
That's remarkable. And it means that whiskey cask investments outperform most traditional and alternative investments, including mainstream assets such as stocks and even gold.
You're kidding. Well, this strong growth resulted from a combination of the casks appreciating in value. That's due to their natural maturation process and, of course, the demand outpacing supply in the market.
So a couple of questions based on that.
All right.
Why has there been this increase in interest in whiskey cask investments? And also, how does whiskey cask investment measure up against the likes of Bitcoin and gold?
I'm curious to know the answer to that. Neil Brown, the CEO of Braben Whiskey, is on the line with us. Neil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, we got a proper Scot on the line, don't we?
Oh, where are you right now?
I am in Glasgow, Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, you'll be getting that lovely spring weather about this time. Nice and cool.
Yes, yes.
So Rangers or Celtic then?
I am a Rangers fan.
Ah, Stevie G.
Yes, Stevie G. He's a legend in the city.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, let's talk about the process of whiskey cask investments. I mean, what happens when you want to invest in this? You buy and then you keep. Could you tell us more?
Yeah, so our clients come to us with the view of adding whiskey cask to their portfolio. And every single client we speak to has got different needs and different requests. So what we do is we tailor those requests with whiskey casks. Casks of single malt Scotch whiskey. So the best whiskey that Scotland has to offer.
Wow. Okay. So at risk of upsetting someone in Glasgow, I need to tell you a story that I went to Edinburgh once a long time ago. Don't dislike me for it. And I went to one of those whiskey tours. I actually had an amazing time, but I learned so much about the process and the time and the energy and the dedication that it takes. I mean, this is kind of like the way that you nurture an investment as well. It takes a lot of expertise. Can you just walk us through, you know, why this is generating, you know, these sorts of returns at 12.76% by the beginning of 2021. Tell us a bit more about the process and why this is such an investment.
Well, whiskey's always been a naturally appreciating asset. We all know that whiskey bottles, the older they become, the more valuable they become. So that's the exact same theory attached to cask investment. But just imagine one barrel of whiskey with 300 bottles inside. And every single year, those bottles are getting more expensive and more valuable. And the longer you hold on to that investment, the more valuable that cask is going to become. So with whiskey, the key kind of selling point we have is natural appreciation. Because every single year, with time, comes value. A lot of time and effort goes into a cask. And the longer you wait, the more substantial in value that cask is going to be worth. So it's a long process at times, but it can be a short process. A lot of our investors can exit after 5 years, for example. You don't have to wait 20 to 25 years.
Okay. So value, I understand. Definitely that's quite clear. But this is really just a curious question. If let's say I've got a bottle, so same whiskey, okay, from the same cask, I've got a bottle and I'm keeping it for 5 years. The same type of whiskey in a cask for 5 years, which is likely to taste better? And this is just for the alcoholic in me.
Yeah, so the longer you leave a whiskey, it just depends on the distillery, really, and depends on your palate. So the younger a whisky is, the more strong the alcohol is. Most whiskies are distilled at 63.7% alcohol. So the longer you leave that cask, the more magic happens within that barrel, and the flavours match in with the wood, and you get a more sherry cask finish or a bourbon cask finish. But the longer you leave that cask, you're going to have a very, very special barrel of whisky there, and in turn, some special bottles will come from that barrel.
Hence the value. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Hence the value. Yeah. With time comes value. That's the motto I have. Mm. If you've got patience and time, you're going to have some substantial returns in the long term.
Yeah, that's remarkable. And we will get into talking about how this investment measures up against some other major ones like Bitcoin and gold in just a second. But before we get there, I want to ask you about whisky cask investment here in Asia. How much interest is there from the Asian market, and are we seeing an increase in it?
Yes, it's the increase in Asia is fantastic. I mean, 30% of Braeburn's client base is from Asia, and 16.9% of that is Singapore. So it's vital that we have a physical standpoint in Asia, hence the reason why we are opening up an office later this year. So the Asian client base for us across China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan is vital to the Scotch whisky industry, and in turn, vital to Braeburn's business.
Mm. Now, if we were to measure up the whisky cask investment against assets like gold, which is something traditional, or something new like Bitcoin, where does it stand?
So, obviously, Bitcoin is the talk of the town, the talk of financial products right now. But with Bitcoin versus whiskey, you've got volatility versus stability. I mean, I've been looking into some figures in Bitcoin recently. Mm. I know in 2019 it was down at $3,000, and now it's up at $53,000. Whereas whiskey will consistently make good returns every single year in a very safe, secure market. Whiskey's a stable, global, demanding market, which makes you consistent with tons of 12% every single year on average. So stocked up against assets like Bitcoin, which is extremely rewarding for investors, but it can also be extremely volatile for investors. Whereas with whiskey, we've not seen volatility since creation because of that naturally appreciating asset attached to whiskey casks.
Yeah. So a lot of this, I mean, if an investor is looking at prospects in terms of a whisky cask investment, one of the key questions they're going to ask is about demand, right? So I'm quite curious about the demographics around the investments in whisky cask, but also, you know, what's your target market for these investments?
Well, it's a great question because target markets in the past have been very kind of stereotypical of whisky drinkers and men, for example. But what we've seen a lot more of now is female investors, millennial investors. We've had a client as young as 18 involved in investing whisky. So what we're seeing right now is targeting a lot of different kind of categories and demographics of ages. It's a great feeling to know that we're giving people the chance of all ages and all walks of life to invest into whisky casks. So that's our target, to spread the word and make sure everyone knows that this is a phenomenal performing asset.
Well, we've seen, you know, hand in hand with this, we've seen this massive run up in stock markets and more young people getting involved. You've got trading platforms like Robinhood, etc. But one of the things that we put that down to was there was just so much more money in the market because it was available at such low interest rates. Central banks making this very possible during the pandemic. Have you also seen this rise in investment that's been connected to those lower interest rates?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're seeing that a lot more. And the great thing is people are coming to us with that in mind. So whereas before, especially before 2020, we would be doing a lot of our own research and own kind of lead development. But now we've got clients coming to us to kind of take advantage and look for more better ways to make their money work harder for them. So it's quite refreshing to have clients come to us and have that in mind. Definitely.
I think we've come to the point of conversation, Neil, where it's time to ask for some advice. I want to combine a few things here. What are the do's and don'ts if I am new to whisky investing or whisky cask investing? And what's the risk involved?
So as risks go, I would say the most serious risk attached to whisky is liquidity. Now, we can sell a cask very, very quickly, but the older you leave that cask and the longer you leave that cask, the liquidity can become a risk. We regularly sell casks for £500,000, £400,000, £300,000, but these casks will sit on our cast list for a bit longer. So that is a genuine risk. But as benefits come, you are investing a well-aged market, a global demanding market, and a safe market. So the do's and don'ts of whisky are very much mitigated through our portfolio management. When clients come to us, we do take them through a process of getting to a stage where they understand whisky, understand cask investing, and we really tailor an approach or a portfolio that really suits what they're looking to do.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that you have different options available? Because I'm curious, A, are all casks made equal? You know, like, I'm just sort of wondering if there are different batches here that you're talking about. But always, also, do you always make money? To sort of double-barreled question there for you.
We've never had a client exit and lose money because of the nature of whisky cask investing. But come back to your point on different options. So just like stocks, you have blue chip stocks and you have blue chip distilleries. A Glenfiddich or an Ardbeg or Macallan will demand more price point in the market than, say, a lesser known distillery. So what we really want to do is tailor cask portfolios suited to your budget, how long you want to be invested for. Do you want a younger cask? Do you want an older cask? Or do you want a cask at £2,000 or £50,000? It really just depends on individual basis. And what we do is we use our professional advice to tailor you with a really good cask portfolio, which will work very hard for you.
Well, then, for you personally, and to wrap things up, Neil, where do you see whisky cask investment going in the future?
Well, we sell casks of single malt scotch, and single malt scotch only equates for about 10% of a £5 billion market. And we've got distilleries and warehouses all over Scotland expanding on a daily basis almost. So I literally think this is only the beginning to get involved in this market. And due to the supply and demand issues and the global demand for single malt scotch, this is just a great place to be. It's a great place to own casks of whiskey.
Oh, this is exciting stuff. We've been speaking with Neil Brown, who is the CEO of Braben Whiskey. Neil, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.